This is Wine Friends with Roy Perry.
Good morning everybody. The time now is 9 past 9. Oh, it's 10 past 9. Yeah, as I was speaking, you're listening to Liel, and this is Roy and Friends, like every week on Thursday from 9 to 10. We're going to try to make you some good time for 1 hour. Today is also the 19th of April 2018 and the 4th of Iyar, 5778, and it's Yom Ha'atzmaut, Israeli birthday. Like we said yesterday, happy birthday. With me in the studio is our blogger and South Africa best movie critic, Peter Feldman. Good morning, Peter. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. Took a bit of time on the highway this morning. It was busy.
Is it?
I heard there was a shooting on the highway. I heard on the news earlier today, and I thought I might have seen action on the highway, but the only action we saw was cars piling up one behind the other. So, yes, it was a bit busy this morning, but otherwise I'm fine, and listen, nice to be here.
Action in the morning, it's Johannesburg, so we can't complain. That's what we signed for.
I thought it was the Wild West.
Yeah, it's the Wild West.
The Wild West brand.
Right. another guy that's here with us, I just lost my... Yeah, oh, now I'm back.
You found
I'm
it, off. Whatever.
I can't hear myself. Greg, what's going on here? Another guy that's here with us is Moshe Starograd. How are you, Moshe?
Good morning. Very well.
Good morning, Moshe. Yes. And with Moshe, we're going to talk about a little bit the not the old day of Israel, because Moshe wasn't there, but what he remembers is things that I can't remember. In Yom Ha'atzmaut, we used to have the big army parade. And I want Moshe to tell us a little bit about this, if he will, because he saw a couple. I think I was born after they already canceled it.
Was it impressive, Moshe?
Yeah, very.
Was it really impressive?
It was like in the old Soviet Union. It was.
Yes, because Israel was a very young country. It was, let's say, from 48. I talk about when Israel was 9 years old.
Yeah.
57. Yeah, 57, 58.
Yeah.
And, you know, they wanted to show exactly what they've got, you know, the achievement. Because maybe, you know, just to show to the neighbors, be careful what we've got, you know, that we're not sleeping, you know, and we're doing nothing. So it was, you know, it was nice.
As a national pride.
Absolutely.
To stand there as a child or as a teenager or as even a little bit later.
It gives you confidence that somebody, you know,
can't
cares about you. They're absolutely and protecting you, you know what I mean?
And I think showing the young generation, because I also grew up like this, with the pride and with the ultimate will to go and fight for my country and do whatever they will ask me to do. Since I was a little boy, you know, every time they took us for a hike or a trip, we used to run in the mountains, take a piece of stick, and said, we are soldiers, and I'm gonna be in the Navy, and I'm gonna be in Air Force, and we play like this since we were kids, and it came from a place of pride, and everybody wanted to be a soldier.
And you know, it was psychologically, you know, I remember it was a shame not to be in the army.
Hmm.
And this also shows, you know, for what you achieve, it was, like, you know, in America today, you know, if you want to go to the army, they pay you for it. You can go, you don't go, you know. But in Israel, it's a compulsory.
Still.
Not only compulsory, they're not forcing you, but you want to go. And that's the beautiful thing.
But you know, and you, like me, you're reading newspaper from Israel, and in the, it's a procedure. It's in the last 30 years, the motivation is going down and down and down and down and down. Since we start having basically wars, okay, I'm not talking about what we call now operations, since we stop having wars and having the motivation of the young people to go to the army is going down, and something that we consistently fighting against and need to bring it back to power. Definitely,
it's, you know, very, very important. You know what they say, war does not determine who is right, only who is left.
Yeah.
And I mean, that is an adage that's been going through the ages.
Yeah.
I did my military training in South Africa during the apartheid era. And I was very lucky because I only did 9 months. So I was one of the early intakes in the late 60s.
What was your take on it? Were you a patriot that said, no, I'm going to die for this?
No, not
army?
At all. I had to. I had to. If I didn't, I'd have gone to jail. So I came out of school. And my last year in school, at high school, I got a notification to the post.
Yeah.
Notifying me that I had a report to the drill hall.
Tzav Rishon.
Yeah. And I had to go and do a medical. And the next thing I knew, I spent 9 months first at Linz, and then they sent me off to Potchefstroom. Mm-hmm. But thank goodness I didn't see any action, because the Angola War and the Cubans coming into Africa, that only came later. And I met a lot of people, soldiers who had survived and were still suffering from post-traumatic stress. And there was
that's happening from things you see in the war, and definitely parts of part of the whole thing called army and called fighting. And people like the Israeli army and the American army are super specialized in this one, because when you put your people through these kind of things, you need to take care of them after that, because they're not coming out the same.
But in those days, Eliel, they didn't know what it was.
Yeah.
They didn't have counselors. They didn't have psychologists to deal with it.
So that's what I'm saying.
Yes.
That in Israel, you're talking about what? The middle of the 60s.
63,
middle of the 60s. Yeah, that's more or less my father's age. And in Israel, they were already very well known with this problem and already trying to fix it, because we were in a constant fighting situation for the first 30 years of our existence as a country, Israel, from 48 to 78. We did a peace with Egypt, and it gave us a little bit of the stress and the pressure that was on Israel. But up to that, we were in consistent war. If it wasn't a war, it was being under missiles and terror attacks and everything. What is happening till today, basically? But then it was, you were what we call Basar Totachim. The people, the civilians, were suffering as well.
You know, there was an excellent documentary, I think I spoke about it on Chai FM last year, on the history of the Air Force. And then there was also a history of David Ben-Gurion.
Mm-hmm.
And at the start of when 1948 and State of Israel came into being, and the whole history, and it was fascinating. And I don't know what's happened to that documentary. I think a lot of people should have seen it when it was out at that
time. They're having a new show in Israel, and they're going through six or seven past leaders, prime ministers, or the head of the army or something like this, through situation that they went through that they were very challenging, and they taking them through, or they trying to research, because one of them is on Ben-Gurion.
Yes.
Ben-Gurion is long gone. So they're trying through research to see how he behave in this situation, or under this pressure, under this, to decide this or to decide that. Very, very interesting show. And on this note, guys, yesterday they had the Yom Ha'atzmaut ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
The Independence Day ceremony in Jerusalem, like they're having every year at 8 o'clock to start the celebration of Independence Day, of Yom Ha'atzmaut. And it's 70 years. We are 70 years old. It's a round number. We're very proud. We have, I think, a budget that was never before for the celebrations of the 70 years. The celebration will basically take 70 days. And start today, or start yesterday at 8 o'clock. The ceremony that they had yesterday was really amazing. I think it's already on YouTube. If anybody wants to see something amazing, they show a lot of things that Israeli do, like the technology. They did a show of drones. And the drones make, it's more than 300 drones making the sky the symbols of Israel's, like the menorah, like the guy with the special hat, the Israeli hat, and all this kind of stuff, the Israeli flag. all the symbols and a lot of other stuff from drones that
so they manipulated
together.
The drones into a kind of formation.
Yes, like you do with laser, yes. But they did it with drones, wow. 300 separate drones.
Do you know how difficult that must have been?
Not for us. For us, nothing is difficult.
Yeah, come on.
We are the chosen people.
That's right. Keep telling. Huh? Keep telling us.
I'm telling you because we need to believe it. If we won't believe it, very, very dangerous. But you really have to see that and tell me what you think about it. It's on YouTube. It was yesterday, last night, in Jerusalem, a great ceremony where a lot of important people from all around the scale of Israeli people, from the prime minister to a Paralympic tennis player, a torch for Israel. I think it was over 10 torches that they light. Anybody for something else. Let's go for commercial and after that a song and we come back. We continue the discussion.
The best part of your day. At the heart of your community. All the talk. All the music. All the news. Chai FM.
Thank you.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay, great specials, guys. Yeah. I'm looking at who else got a birthday today except Israel.
My wife has a birthday.
Hey,
today,
happy birthday, Carla.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Happy
thank
birthday you. From all of us. That's a special, special day to
special
this.
Special day. We're
this
going
year
out
you got. Yeah, no, I'm saying she's sharing it with Israel this year.
Yeah.
It's not every year. You know how it goes. Another Jewish beloved guy, James Franco.
James Franco.
James
yes,
Franco
yeah.
is celebrating 39. We saw him recently.
Yeah.
We saw him recently in
Disaster Artist. He was very good.
He is good. And I heard actually on this note, on the Disaster Artist, what Seth Rogen said, that you know that James Franco also directed the movie.
Yes. He and his brother's in it.
A lot, yes. And a lot of times he directed the movie as Johnny. What was the name? Do you remember the name of the crazy guy with the long hair that he was playing?
Yeah.
The Disaster Artist.
Yeah, yes.
Johnny Izzo.
Weasel.
Something yes. like
Weasel.
That.
Weasel.
So he directed the movie in the character
yes.
of this Weasel.
That's right. And you know what's interesting? At the end of the movie,
yeah,
they split the screen.
Yeah,
and on the left
they show the
original.
Scene.
The original and the one that James
the
Franco
recreate.
Did, and it's word for word, movement for movement. It's duplicated. It was excellent.
Very, very hard because this accent that this guy have is a made up accent, and he actually got a made up accent and make the same. And it's really hard. It's not yeah. easy. Eh? We talked yesterday about the about a guy from Israel that is acting in an American show. I think it was after you left. And his accent sounds South African.
And he was trained by a South African, wasn't he?
So we said that maybe the coach, the accent coach, was South African. We talked about Daniel Radcliffe, a.k.a. Harry Potter.
Yes.
That's going to be, it's already, the movie is already out for a couple of years, but I don't know if it will come here. It's called Django. And it's...
I saw it on my preview list some time ago.
Is it?
Yeah.
Because it's 1 year. 1 year ago it went out and now they're putting it out again. I don't know exactly what's the story. But this is about a book that... it's based on a book that wrote an Israeli guy by the name of Yossi Ginsberg. Yossi Ginsberg went in the beginning of the 80s to South America after the army. Like a lot of Israelis do after the army to go. They're going to the east. They're going to South America and they're going to the jungles and they're going to have these adventures and... whatever, and to relax from the army. He went, and he was very adventurous guy, and he went with a couple of guys from other country, I think one Austrian guy and one Dutch guy, and they went into the jungles in Colombia for a place that white men never saw before.
Yes.
And they got lost. Oh, yeah. And the two guys never made it back, and he was deserted there in the middle of the jungle for, I think, 3 weeks. A very, very challenging 3 weeks. And he wrote a huge, huge, huge book called Coming Back from Twitchy. Twitchy is the area mm-hmm. where he got lost. And he got found after 3 weeks. He was weighing about 30 kilos and he had things to tell and stories to tell that you don't believe that they're true. And the book was a huge success. Huge success, first in Israel. And then, you know, the Israelis used to take it to South America and show it to other guys, and they translate it. And it became a huge book all over the world. And they wanted to make a movie from the beginning of the 90s. About the book came out in 88, if I'm not wrong, or 89. And since then, they're talking about making a movie about it, because it's really, really a beautiful, beautiful and amazing story. So they're talking about it. They made a movie eventually now, and Daniel Radcliffe is Yossi Ginsberg, and he is lost in the jungle by himself.
Can you imagine, Daniel?
And he need to have an Israeli accent.
Yes.
So he worked with a lot of coaches to make the Israeli accent, and I didn't watch the movie. I watched snippets, you know, not even a proper trailer. But he's quite good. He's quite good. Not like me, but he's quite good.
You're
he should
original.
Be an actor, you know.
You're an original.
Yeah, the accent. I'm very good at the Israeli accent. I told
I'm
you.
Sure you are. Yeah, remember Lost City of Zed?
Yes.
Which is similar for people going into, not, well, it didn't have those sort of ramifications, but it was quite an interesting movie.
I think that the appeal is that it was a real story. You know,
yeah,
someone went through this horror.
This experience.
It's,
can you imagine?
It's horrors. It's something I wouldn't suggest it to anybody to go through that. It's really, really crazy.
What do we have next?
Yeah, I'm just checking who else got
birthdays.
Got birthday. I need to connect back to the internet.
How are you doing there?
All this talking with you, Peter, and it's changing
It's changing your what?
My plans. Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson.
You know who is Kate Hudson?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you a funny story.
Who's Kate Hudson?
Bob DeHaan's daughter.
I'm going to tell you a funny story. In 1980.
Yeah.
Goldie Hawn came out of South Africa to promote Private Benjamin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she,
I love this movie.
And she just had a daughter.
Yeah.
And this was Kate when I interviewed her. And my wife had just given birth to my daughter, Jana.
That's cool.
So we discussed half the interview about babies, about having a baby and being a father and being a mother. And I remember that clearly. So it's interesting to watch Kate Hudson's development.
Very nice.
And she's not the greatest actress in the world.
But her mum was.
But her mum was very funny. Her mum's been awesome. In a couple of movies lately. She's
Is
showing
it?
Her age, yeah. She still looks good, but...
This movie with Amy Schumer. No, yeah. You mustn't mention it.
It's a bad
I don't
one.
Think Goldie
Amy
would
Schumer
like
has got another movie coming out, I Feel Pretty.
Is it? When she thinks she's the prettiest.
Well, she had an accident and something goes wrong in her brain.
I heard
she looks
this.
In the mirror and she sees herself as a beautiful woman.
Okay, another guy that you guys will love to hear, it's his birthday today, Tim Curry.
Jim Carrey.
Tim.
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry.
Okay, it's the accent again.
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry, yeah.
Rocky Horror
He's
Show.
He's done a lot of movies.
Rocky Horror Show, I think it's what's making...
Stamped him.
Yes.
He was amazing.
For me, I think Rocky Horror Show is the best thing that he done. Maria Sharapova. Do you know Maria Sharapova?
Yeah, tennis player.
Tennis player.
Beautiful girl.
Yeah, and a beautiful Russian girl.
And she was involved in this doping, wasn't she?
She had... She took something that's
she
considered...
Yeah.
It's not really...
She was banned for about a year.
Yeah.
She was banned for about a year, yeah. And she's back now. She's still not in full power, but...
Full form.
She will get there. Another sport person is Joe Hart. Joe Hart was the
goalkeeper for Manchester City.
Yeah, until recently. They got rid of him and now he's playing for, I don't know if it's...
West Ham.
Is it West Ham? Yeah, but he's not back in this.
Didn't he play for one of the Italian sides, or Lido or something, for a while and then came back to the Premier League?
Maybe. I love soccer.
You're right. Yes.
I love soccer and I'm not that familiar with Joe Hart. Is not one of my favorites. Another guy is Suge Knight. Do you know Suge Knight? Suge Knight was in the beginning of the 90s. He was the owner of the New World Order. They made the movie about Compton now. Coming out of Compton.
Oh, he was a rap artist.
He wasn't a rap artist. He was...
Coming out of Compton?
Coming out of Compton. He was...
Hip-hop?
He was a gangster.
Yes.
A fully known gangster.
Yes.
And he took over these young rappers that took on Los Angeles and the world.
There was a movie. There was a movie.
Yeah. He's a very... he's a character, but he's very well known in this kind of industry and this kind of... Who else? Ashley Judd, another movie actress,
beautiful
celebrating
actress.
49. It's a beautiful
actress.
She
hasn't done any movies.
Yeah,
lately.
Also, she was very, very quiet. I don't know why.
But she was the one who exposed Harry Weinstein, wasn't it?
Yeah. She was one of the first one, you're 100% right. Very, very important to talk about it lately. The guys that exposed the whole story got the Pulitzer Prize. Yeah,
that's right.
From the Washington Post and from the New York Times. And they got the Washington, they got the Pulitzer Prize. And if you ask Trump, it's all fake news and they don't know what they're talking about. They found him by accident. Who did they find by accident? We don't know.
Maybe the guy in the jungle.
They found him by accident. Maybe scroll down. Greg, let's have a look what is before, because it's a picture there. No, but that's not. Now they might be able to say they are Haredim. Okay, someone is saying stuff, but we don't really understand the connection. Guys, you need to be a little bit more clear.
Specific.
A little bit more clear that we will also understand. By the way, the song that we heard before we continue the conversation, is called One Day. And it's sang by Matisyahu. He's a Jewish artist. He's a New York born and he lives in New York. He's doing very special music with, I think there's a lot of optimism and hope in his music and I really like it. We're gonna go for another song and some commercial after it. We continue our celebration with Kool & the Gang.
Stay relevant and up to date. This is 101.9 High FM.
And we're back with you. We didn't mention the numbers today. 010-140-3020 is a studio number. Our WhatsApp number is 061-895-1019 and the SMS number 34519. It will cost you $1.50 if you want to say anything. Another thing that we do as Israelis in Yom HaTzmaut and you think we're so special is braai.
Braai.
Yes. It's a tradition to braai on Independence Day.
Do they call it braai or barbecue?
No,
mangal.
We don't call it braai. We don't call it mangal.
What do you call it?
We don't even call it mangal. We call it alaesh.
Alaesh.
On the fire.
On the fire.
Alaesh. And mangal, it's another name for what we do, because mangal, it's the braai, the machine itself. We call it mangal. So it's also called mangal. Le mangel. We make with every word, even if it's a word not in Hebrew, we make it Hebrew.
Talking about words, last night there was a word that you used, and you were going to explain to listeners what it meant.
And we did.
And
they
you
were
did.
Very happy. Yeah,
they were very happy.
Very
with
happy.
Slick.
Yes.
Because I looked it up. You know, slick means in English.
Yeah.
There's a word slick.
Yes.
It means well-groomed.
Yeah, it's
oily.
Nothing to do
right.
with.
But how did they explain it last night for people who didn't listen to the show?
Okay, Eitan explained it very nicely. A slick, it's a hideout. Okay, a slick, it's coming from the root in Hebrew. The way that Hebrew works is every word have a root, a three-letter root, and from that there is buildings. We put a certain building on it. If it's have the H in the beginning and the M in the end, and the three letters go in the middle, and it's make the word. It's all the words are the same like this. So slick, it's a hideout. It came as another word for a hideout in the time of the British mandate in Israel between
1918 till 1948.
1918 till 1948, the 30 years that the British mandate was controlling Israel and had a very strict law on the Jews. And the Arabs were free to
do whatever they want.
To do whatever they want, basically.
And the Jews had to hide.
Slaughter us. We didn't have to hide, we had to fight back. So then they didn't let us get enough weapons. So we got our own weapons and we smuggle it and we used to hide it in this place called Slick.
Okay.
And that was basically in a settlement, an old kibbutz or an old moshav, a settlement, an agriculture settlement that was in the middle of nowhere. Under the stables or under where the cows sit, they used to dig a big hole about 5-6 meters and make like a storage and put the weapons inside and close it. And basically it's almost impossible to find it without having the information. Where is it exactly? Because the British would hear about it and come and break the whole place and wouldn't find anything. So that's a Slick.
Okay.
And that's play a very big role in our independent war and what brought the independent war about these 30 years that we were in Israel under the British, and the Arabs actually killed us. They slaughtered us and we had to defend ourselves. So the Slickies was very important.
On this point, I want to say to all our friends, like BDS and everybody else, Israel is strong. It's getting stronger. Israel is here. It will be here. And that's facts.
And let me try to translate it. I translate something from Hebrew. On your nose and on your hip.
That's right.
Did you got it?
That's right.
Moshe got it. The Israelis will get it. There is a very special...
Al apam v'chamatam.
Al apam v'chamatam. And that's what I said, actually, to watch if you guys want to go, and if the BDS is listening to us, please go and watch what happened yesterday in Israel, the ceremony with the drones and everything. If you can do better, by all means, try. I challenge you.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, definitely.
To steal ideas from one person, what is that called?
It's called...
Plagiarism.
Plagiarism, okay.
And to steal from a lot of people...
Innovation?
No, it's called research.
Ah, research. Guys, what happened on this day, on the 19th of April, not on the, on Iyar. Today it's actually Daled in Iyar. It's not in Iyar. Yeah. We're doing it today because tomorrow it's Friday and Saturday, so...
Gosh, we're all remiss. Another weekend.
We decided to do the Yom HaTzma'ut on a Thursday, that it won't be on a Friday and a lot of people won't be able to celebrate properly. But like I said, we're going to celebrate for many, many years to come. Many years.
Many days
to come. They're going to do events over 70 days to celebrate this. And I think it's awesome. I think it's really an awesome thing. That's the whole idea, to celebrate. What happened in 1995? 168 people died in Oklahoma City bombing. Do you remember it?
Yes.
Timothy McVeigh was...
Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah, was actually captured after it. And he drove like a taxi full of explosives and into...
There are a lot of mad people out there.
Yeah.
Gee whiz.
In 1987, the first installment of The Simpsons.
The Simpsons.
1987.
I used to watch him.
How many years ago is 1987?
31 years.
Yeah, well done.
31 years for an animation series.
My God.
He's our resident historian.
Yeah.
And mathematician.
Mathematician, yeah. I wanted to say it's very good. I think it's amazing that it's still running. After 31 years, there's an animation show. Everybody,
you know,
and
why?
Anybody that
you know
is
why
something.
Still running?
Why?
Because it's relevant. It keeps up with world news, what's going on. When Trump became president, he featured in the...
Well, it's easy to be relevant for 3-4 years. It's hard to be relevant for 31 years.
I know.
Years.
That's what makes it so special.
Because you always give the current affairs what's happening.
Very, very clever.
But they never age, eh?
Let's go for commercial. We hear another song and we come back with our goodbyes. And this is Roy and Friends. We're back with you. It's 9:53 and we're going to say our goodbyes just now for this week. And don't forget to join us to the Ponsas Unplugged. That will be on Wednesday from 6 o'clock in the afternoon until 7 with Roy Perez.
Roy will be back.
Yes.
Back in the hot chair. But, Liel, I just want to compliment you on your musical mix. I think you've done an excellent job. And given the whole diversity,
thank you.
I think it's very good. And you've done an excellent job in driving the show. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. It's been a great, great pleasure to be with you and Peter and Moshe with me every Thursday. And I think we had quite entertaining shows. And the Pawn Stars Unplugged every Wednesday were awesome. And we can't wait for Royki to come back and lead the team again.
Give us stories of what it's like.
Yes, yes.
Being on a luxury yacht, whatever.
We're not going to say much more, but we're going to try to make a show. Maybe next Thursday we'll see how Roy will go about it. And we talk about the great adventures that he had when he wasn't here. I hope it's good enough for a show. I think it's good enough for a radio
show. His experiences.
Show. But let's see. We'll talk to the man himself, and we hear from him. For all of you guys, I really, really wish you a great, great, great day. Keep on celebrating Independence Day. Israel is our country, and we definitely owe a lot to this country, and we celebrate for as much as we can. And like Moshe said, everybody that don't think we deserve to celebrate, well, you can watch us and cry. That's what I have
That's
to
right.
say. And we will be here for many, many years to come. And we're going to celebrate every year because we don't have another place, guys. Don't forget it. Not the Jews and not the BDS and all the people that want us gone. So we're still going to be here on the radio. We're going to be in the Middle East, exactly where we are. Our capital is going to be Jerusalem, if you like it or not. This is Israel. And happy birthday, Israel. Happy 70th birthday. Guys, I want to say goodbye. Thank you, Peter. Thank you, Moshe.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
We'll be with you again on Wednesday. Have a great Shabbos.
Shabbat shalom.
And thank you, Greg. Goodbye.